Glenn, and also and with Lester Wolf and his staff, and I remember Congresswoman Helen Minor attended that session. And then I went from there back to the State Department to see Dick Holbrooke at his request. And what he wanted was for me to change my mind about Stape Roy. At this point, he didn't want to lose Stape Roy, although the month before in Hong Kong, he had urged me to take him because he was losing somebody else. I forget who. And so the change that he had thought would be in place was not in place. And he wanted me to tell Stape that he didn't want to take him. I said I would do that. I would see Stape and make clear to him Dick's reasoning and why he'd like him to stay where he was. And I left him and went down to see right away to see Stape, told him, and under the circumstances, this makes it a little difficult for me. Well, Stape said, whether I go to Peking or not, I am not staying in this job. Come the summer, I am leaving. And I said, you mean that? He said, I certainly mean it. So I said, well, in that event, I'm asking you to come to Peking as the DCM. And Dick said, when I went back and told him, he said, well, okay.
That could have been his effort to get Chas Freeman that did not succeed. That's something that would have to be touch base
could
with him.
Could have been.
I think he was hoping to have Chas as Stape's
replacement.
Somebody
he was expecting to get who went somewhere else.
Chas, and Chas went to ICA
for
a while as a public affairs officer.
Right. Then I went back just to file my...
Do you realize how important that is, by the way? You realize what Dick's concern was. He was very smart about that. He could see what he... And he eventually tried to do to the best he could, is that he was aware, as I was, that if we entered into the normalization negotiations, the circle would be very small. And he wanted to be sure to have the manpower available to assist him in the drafting of the documents. If he lost Stape and had a weak replacement for Stape, he lost his key draftsman.
I see.
And what he did in it, and he was going to, and he knew that he was going to be dealt out. He knew. He was very smart.
His emphasis with me as to why this should all be changed was, there's nobody else who can write.
That's right. And then he then brought Al Romberg as head of the Japan desk later on as a way of dealing himself back into the game.
I see.
Because it was his best crack. Romberg is also a very good draftsman. But Romberg worked for Tony Lake. And Romberg, as a person of great honor and integrity, refused to work on something without his boss knowing what he was going to work on. And I think Dick sensed, even at that point, what was likely to happen without his having a direct draftsman under his control.
Yeah, that fits, because that was his chief emphasis. Not getting this person in it, well, could have been Chas. I just don't have anybody who can write, who can draft things.
Yeah.
Okay, well.
Good, you got a photographer.